Join me in the call to worship.
Printed in your bulletin, but it's also on the screen. I'll read the light colored print and you respond with the bold. It's a very long prayer of confession, but I pray that the Lord will give you some insight and grace and peace. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
This is the day on which the Lord has risen.
Christ has risen. We exalt and rejoice.
And the prayer of confession. God of heaven and earth,
God of flesh and spirit, Spirit of God and of the church, the world is too much for us.
Late and soon,
giving and spending, we lay waste our powers,
and it is not so much the harmony or danger that we have lost of poor our heaven. What we excuse is merely new. You have condemned it simple. Turn the description of our faults by the prophets and the apostles,
not prepared to abandon our old ways, because we have not lifted our eyes beyond the present state of things to the realm above and to the eternity beyond death. Forgive our lack of vision and spiritual aspiration for the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ.
And the Church Fathers gave us something we call the Apostles' Creed. It's the gospel in a nutshell. Join me.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day He rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy Catholic Church,
the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection
of the body,
and
the life everlasting.
Amen. We sing glory to the Father.